when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, welcome back to the second hour. We're transitioning. Just in case you're tuning in, it was Rand and me in the first hour. And we did pretty good. We did the best we could. I think we were a little bit off balance, you know. So, but we got reinforcements. We got the Blood River Radio sisters coming in here. We got my big sister, Miss Nancy, and my little baby sister, Miss Monica, coming on. And I know they've got plenty of stuff. It's going to be pertinent. It's going to be, you know, really meaningful to whether or not we're going to survive as a white race war, not just in the United States, not just in Canada, but in worldwide. But they're going to have it. And I hope we can, I know we keep hounding solutions. I guess there's only so many solutions out there, but we need to hound that. And I'm sure they'll have some. But anyway, Blood River Radio sister, how you doing? How you doing tonight, Miss Nancy? Since you're the eldest, I guess we'll bring you on first. Go ahead and introduce yourself for a quick like, and then Braveheart herself, Miss Monica, can come in, and y'all can get rolling. So, how you doing, Nancy?
Doing fine, doing great. We always want to do the tar and feathering, and then we want to talk about white heroes and heroines, and. I have another idea what we ought to talk about briefly for July. So if you want to go back to Monica, and then this is some of the things that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Well, that
Hello.
Sounds good to me. How you do? Go.
I'm doing go well, ahead, sister. Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Eddie. It happens to be July 1st, Canada Day here. So,
I
don't know
Canada
if that's...
Day. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's our July 4th that you have in the United States, right? And it's actually exactly 1 year since Alfred, my brother, was released from jail. He was pretty tickled that that happened
wow.
on Canada Day, even though this was a jail in Germany. But yeah, it's exactly 1 year that he was released, so we can celebrate that. But anyway, I always have lots of things to talk about. One of the things is I've just returned from a nice little road trip into the province that I used to live in. That's Alberta, just to go visit some folks. And I'm telling you, I got injected with new spirit and energy and hope. And it really fired me up because... Oh boy, the people are absolutely hungry for the truth. So many people who have just woken up in the last 3 years with the COVID crap insanity, you know, the Jew jab and all that stuff that's been rolling out. So many people who have woken up just from that, but have not yet connected the dots with, you know, maybe World War II history. They were absolutely open and hungry for this information. So, yeah, that's a really good news. It injected me with renewed vigor and hope. And, you know, we can, well, there's lots to talk about. There's the LGBTQ stuff. There's a few points on that. And there's the fires. And I can give you some you know new news about that, I guess, and I know that Nancy was talking about tying in the Levon affair, but anyway, I'm gonna toss it back. That was just a little bit of a smattering of subjects that we might go into today, but back to you, Nancy, with your tar and feathering. I always enjoy that.
I do too.
Okay, this my selection for this week are the Jewish members of the Southern Poverty Law Center down in Montgomery, Alabama. They've stirred up a lot of problems for the Gentiles and for any, mostly for white nationalists or any pro-whites. You've got Morris Dees. I don't think he's connected with them any longer. Probably took his $1 billion and took a holiday to the Bahamas. You've got Richard Cohen, Heidi Berich, Mark Potok, and the interesting one for me is Laurie Wood. Now, she may not be Jewish, but she was the wife of Deacon the Snitch Cox. And that goes back to Deacon Cox was passed himself off as a Confederate deacon. And, of course, nobody knew that his wife was working for the Southern Poverty Law Center. And, of course, the Southern Poverty Law Center considers the Confederate reenactors and those people who are interested in the Confederacy, basically they are also the enemies of the Jews for some reason. Don't quite get it, but that's what they are. One thing I wanted to pitch out to you, and actually I have a question about how your brother, which he did a wonderful job on the programs, I wonder what he thinks of the current Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz. My opinion would be he might be a traitor to his people. Reference to the destruction of Nord Stream 1 and 2. And I don't know what the German people think about him, but I think he might have been used by the Americans to gain gas dominance September 26 of 22, when apparently the U.S. and Norway blew up both of the pipelines coming from Russia into Germany. That created quite an inflationary situation for the German people who were depending upon this incoming Russian oil and gas. I was just curious. It seems to me that there's been some protesting against him. I was curious if you knew if your brother had any inside information about what he did or how. My opinion would be that he secretly agreed with blowing up these pipelines. It seems to me that this has been going on for quite a few years, and I'm really upset that the Americans, such as Ted Cruz and some, and maybe many of the our senators and congressmen, have always been against these pipelines, which has nothing to do with us except it was a boon for the Russians. And now the people who are going, the Germans are going to be depending on energy from, is actually their beloved ally, America and Norway. I mean, I don't know if you have any opinion on this, Monica.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, Nancy, your little analysis of Olaf Scholz maybe being a traitor was just the most mild and understated. Like, for sure he's a traitor to the people. He's not a part of the, you know, he's not working for the people at all. And I'm not sure if he is Jewish or not, but if he's not, he's certainly working for the Jews. There's no way on earth that he was allowed to be selected in there without him being either a Jew himself or a complete puppet to the Jews. And yeah, he's a traitor to his people for sure. And I think every German leader since World War II was a traitor to the people, and they do not have sovereignty there anyway. They have a completely occupied territory. Germany is not its own sovereign nation. They never signed the peace treaty. They've been occupied by the, you know, the Allies, but really in reality by the Jews, the supposedly who got all gassed and you know, put into gas chambers, which none of that ever happened. And Olaf Scholz, I mean, we don't even talk about him because he's just a piece of, you know, crap.
Garbage. Yeah.
I'll put it very politely.
Right.
And as far as, you know, the Jews don't want Germans and Russians to be friends. But traditionally, the people, the German people and the Russian people, were friends and could be great allies. but the Jews mm-hmm. have gotten in mm-hmm. between that for a very long time. And they know that if the Germans and the Russian people were to be the natural allies that they would be without Jewish interference, that would be quite mm-hmm. a force to contend with, you see. So they don't mm-hmm. want that at all. And so they have created this animosity and basically, you know, turned them into enemies against each other. But really, it's always the same parasite that does this, that stokes up. And the pipeline, I think you know more about it than I do in so far as the details of it go. But yeah, that they want Germany to basically be short of energy. And yeah, it could be very hard times this winter in Germany.
I think that the Germans have certainly suffered under the gentle hand of the American allies, and I think they ought to get the hell out of Germany completely, get their bases out of there.
I'll say one more thing about
run their own country.
Mm-hmm. These bases, these American bases, and they're talking about sending missiles, you know, getting involved in the Ukraine war, and these missiles would be sent from these American bases on German soil. And my brother did talk about Ramstein, I believe it was, one of the American bases. Oh, and I'll just continue that after the break, just on that thought, okay. What that's about.
People, we'll see you in just a couple of minutes right after this break.
Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Press that AED if you get time. Dear Blood River Radio audience, family, thank you for tuning on. Hey, we were having a heavy conversation during the break in case I kind of dropped the ball on bringing us back. But anyway, folks, we've got my big sister Nancy and my little sister Braveheart here, and I think we're going to roll back to Miss Braveheart because that's I think the last person who's talking when we went to the break. So go ahead, Sister Braveheart. Continue.
Yeah, on. I wanted to just say about these bases, all these American bases on German soil. So if the Americans are going to be sending missiles or shooting missiles into the Ukraine, in this, you know, getting involved in that war. And if these missiles go from, for example, Ramstein, Germany, an American military base, then basically that's declaring war on Germany, because then the retaliation will be to the site that the missiles came from, which is German soil. So Alfred was saying the end, you know, that one of the goals or end goal is to destroy Germany. So this is very, very precarious and bad news if that happens, because once again, Germany will be targeted. Because if the missiles are coming from an American base on German soil, well, guess what? If there's return fire, which there, that's basically an invitation for return fire. Hey, if there's a war, and they get the Ukraine, you know, if there's missiles going from Ramstein, or I should say into Russia, because the Americans are supporting the Jew Zelensky in the Ukraine against Russia, so. Yeah, so if, I got that mixed up there, but if just nevertheless, the end result is that return fire, and it would be then from Russia, not from the Ukraine, but it would be onto German soil. So not good.
Get Americans out of Germany. Get Americans out of Germany and all of these bases, in my opinion. But you know, I want to switch to another subject, which we briefly talked about, and that is
Sister
the
Nancy.
Levant
let me
affair.
Ask one question. One quick question. Let me ask just one quick question, Miss Sister Nancy, for you. I hope that won't take up too much of your time. This question is back to Sister Braveheart. Number one, first of all, I would just like to make a comment. If they're gonna, if the Germans are gonna fire a missile and risk going into some kind of war, I would like to see them fire that missile and knock out Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. I really would. And secondly, Sister Monica, why on earth, why in the name of y'all reason do the Germans allow these stinking Americans to have bases on their soil? Why can't they, couldn't they just tell them to get the hell out of our country?
Eddie, I'll answer that.
They couldn't. It's that easy to say. It's kind of like us telling the government to do anything we want.
And also, it's not a sovereign country, and they are still occupied the enemy. They are occupied territory.
That's right.
This is what I was saying, that, and the school children don't learn that in school, that they are not a sovereign country. It is a sort of, what do they call it? Even the United Nations does not call Germany a nation. They call it it's like a non-government organization or an
kind
organizational structure.
Conditional constitution or something. It was a constitution that was drafted by the Allies, basically. It's not even a German constitution. I don't think they even have their. They don't even have a government that is a German government. It's basically
they have the
Allied.
Yeah, the Grundgesetz, foundational law, but the Allies have full control for 99 years over school curriculum, over all the media, the mass media. This is actually spelled out in this, you know, sort of occupying, like the German. They never signed off on a peace treaty. So they laid down their arms, they capitulated, but they never signed a peace treaty. They are still basically, theoretically, in a state of war. But of course, we know there is a war. I mean, this is a war that's kind of non-conventional war there. But I just lost my train of thought. But back to you, Nancy.
Let me make one comment then.
Look at the Confederacy. I don't think the Confederacy ever signed off either.
Exactly.
They gave up their arms under Robert E. Lee, but there was never actually, you could say that we're still at war, that the Confederacy still exists in our, effectually still exists, but it's kind of like Germany, similar situation. But I'll go back to the reason I wanted to mention the Levant affair. Is because we've been talking, Eddie has had survivors of the USS Liberty, and the USS Liberty got all shot up by the Israelis. That's what we know, and that is not what people have been taught, and it's been a big cover-up. And that happened in 1967 during the war that was going on in Israel. But what preceded the USS Liberty was another event that was all orchestrated by the Jews for the same reason that the Jews attacked the USS Liberty, and that was to get America and maybe even UK to attack Egypt. Both of these were collateral, but they were at different times. And 69 years ago, in July of 1954, the Levant affair took place in Egypt, which was in it was a bombings in Alexandria and Cairo that were orchestrated by the Jews in order to encourage the UK and US to attack Egypt, because Egypt was in a nationalist turmoil at the time over the Suez Canal. Thank goodness the Egyptians were able to arrest some of these Jews, and some of them actually got executed. Of course, a few of them escaped with help, but I just thought it was, because it happened in July, and this is July the 1st, that we could remember that the Levant affair was a stepping stone to the U.S. liberty. It was the same scheme that the Jews had to encourage a war, to send the Goyim in to fight Egypt on behalf of Israel, but to do it underhandedly.
I'm sure that it is a Jewish invention, this concept of false flag terror attack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And by way of deception, thou shalt make war. That is the motto of the Mossad, just to remind listeners about that. And when you really think about that, by way of deception, thou shalt wage war. And we are in a war, which we've mentioned many, many times. And it's all by way of deception. So that means, psychological warfare. And it means false flag terror events. It just means lies and deceit. And that is how the Jews operate. It's a parasitic entity which does not do their own, creative work. They don't create things. They don't do the work. They are actually the parasites. There's a reason why they've been booted out of country after country after country. It's when the Gentiles figure out what is going on and why they're nations are being, destroyed or degenerated or, whatever destructive forces are happening. Mm-hmm. It points back to the Jews that are the people of, with no roots, the rootless, soilless, wandering people. So, that's what it comes back to.
Right. I'll have to go off on it. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was going to get on another rabbit trail, totally different. So I don't know.
Me too.
I just want to pitch out one thing that is kind of, it's another insult to certainly the Southern people. On one of the videos, Josh Hawley, it was interviewing the CEO of Kroger's in the Arkansas branch, I guess, of Kroger's. And guess what the employees are taught, or they're told to refrain from referring to people as ma'am or sir. Now, in the South, this is so common. We that's a natural thing for us to refer to people as yes, sir, and no, ma'am. And yet, the CEO of Kroger's in Arkansas is telling them, their employees, that they cannot say those words. This, all goes back to the new name for humans, males and females. They don't exist anymore. So I guess to call someone a ma'am is a slap in their face.
Well, when a billboard which has the dictionary definition of woman printed, four or five words, adult, human, female, and that gets called hate speech, well, we are living in interesting times, are we not?
Right.
Well, we'll go back to that. We'll come back from this break there, Miss Sister Braveheart. Be right back, folks.
exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Flight delays are growing as a record number of Americans travel over the 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reporting nearly 2,500 delays at airports nationwide today, with Chicago O'Hare among the trouble spots. Captain Casey Murray is the Southwest Pilots Association president. He says no matter where you're flying, make sure you pack your patients.
So airports are going to be a challenge. From parking, from the moment you arrive to getting bags checked, to getting through security, it's going to be a challenge all day and all weekend.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Supreme Court struck down President Biden's student debt forgiveness plan. Republican Congressman Burgess Owens from Utah joins Fox News and says he doesn't understand why the president was trying to forgive student debt in the first place.
We have a president who's wandering through this presidency, and he's a dictator wannabe. He's doing things that he knows is not going to work. We knew from the very beginning, a year and a half, 2 years ago, when this process started, it would not work.
Biden on Friday once again attacked the Supreme Court by saying they misinterpreted the Constitution and also said the administration is pursuing different avenues for student debt relief. A new poll out is shedding some light on how many Americans think about the pandemic.
Americans' perceptions of the pandemic are shifting, with 64% now considering it to be over. That's compared to 49% back in February. However, fewer than half believe their lives have returned to pre-pandemic normalcy. About 40% doubt their lives will ever fully return to what they were before. And the party you belong to weighs on your perception, with Republicans most likely to view the pandemic as over at 84%, followed by independents at 65%, and just slightly over 50% of Democrats. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy gum, healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for hanging on. I got to make one quick comment. I'm like a bulldog. I can't leave certain things. But I must apologize to Sister Braveheart, and also apologize to our German brothers and sisters. When I said, Sister Braver, why the hell don't the Germans get off their ass? Why don't they get off their coward ass and run those Americans off their bases over there in German soil? And I thought, well, you hypocrite bastard. Well, here I am living right here in a former Confederate city. And I run downtown Memphis 2 to 3 days a week. And I have to go by this guy. It's a horrible looking, ugly building. It's called the Federal Building. You know what? It's a building put in here by a foreign government, the federal government, Sodom of the Potomac in the United States. I have to go by there all the time, and I give both fingers to the cameras there. I swear to God I do. I hate that building. I hate that flag. So who the hell am I to ask Sister Braveheart and our brothers and sisters in Germany, why don't you kick the damn Americans, those satanic, Satan-worshiping Americans off those military bases in Germany? Well, why the hell doesn't the bombardier, why the hell doesn't we the people, me the men, are there any men left in the country in the South, why don't we get off our ass and run the same sorry bastards out of the South? And then if we do that, if we run their ass back to D.C., tail between their legs, if we do that, then maybe we can preach to the Germans. So I apologize, Sister Braveheart, to the Germans. We haven't done a damn thing either, getting out of our soil. Now I'm gonna shut up. That's my rant. And go back to you, Sister Nancy, where you're gonna tell our people about you're gonna expand upon the Levon affair. I believe y'all said.
Yeah, Levon affair. To people who haven't heard much about it, I'll just give a brief reading from this booklet, actually called The Holocaust on the High Seas. It's actually written by Philip Tourney. And in the appendix, there is a short story about this false flag of the Levon affair. But what happened on July of 1954, a series of four bombings took place in Egypt. The first explosion on July the 2nd, 1954, took place at the post office in the port city of Alexandria. The next few days saw bombings at the U.S. Information Agency in Alexandria and in Cairo, while a fourth bomb went off at a British-owned theater in Cairo. The bombs were skillfully assembled, hidden inside books, and they were made of nitroglycerin inserted into a cutout books and triggered by an acid-based substance which provided a sophisticated time delay mechanism. The bombings all aimed at American and British-linked establishments appeared to be the work of Egyptian nationalists and the Muslim Brotherhood in particular, which already had a long history of antagonism with the British colonial authorities and the Americans, who were correctly viewed as proxies of the Israelis. And this, of course, was a prime time when the nationalists in Egypt were active. So one of the units, instead of Egyptian nationalists, the bombers were Israeli Secret Service agents, members of a secret cell known as Unit 131. One of the Unit 131 Jews, Agent Avery Elod, provided the key to unraveling the operation. The Jewish terrorists were put on trial, and in January of 1955, with two of the main accused sentenced to death, while most of the others received long prison terms. They called it Operation Savannah. It had been a total failure, and the Israelis' Minister of Defense, Pinhas Lavan, under whose direction the operation had been planned, was forced to resign. For this reason, the operation became known as the Levon Affair. So what I say is the only reason that the Egyptians were able to solve this is the Egyptians and the Israelis both understand Arabic, and of course that would help the Egyptians to find out more easily. The Americans would never be able to figure it out. But this is one case in which the Jews were actually caught in action, and some of them actually paid the price. Some of them escaped and went to Israel, probably still living high on the hog. But you know, I want to mention something else briefly. Preceding this, on July the 22nd of 1946, after the British had laid down their lives for the Jews, the Israelis did a bombing of the King David Hotel. It was a terror attack carried out by militant right-wing Zionist underground organization, the Irgun. They targeted the British administration headquartered in Palestine, and they murdered 91 people of various nationalities. This is the payment for fighting to defend the so-called Jews that were being holocausted. They go and they bomb a hotel full of British people and assorted nationalities, and they did it because they wanted more Jews to fly into occupy Israel, and the British were trying to hold them up to a certain percentage and a certain number, and this was just a payment that the British got in blood for dying for the eternal Jew. And I think Monica wants to follow up on a story about something that's going on in Canada.
Yeah, well, just to follow up on what you're telling us there, And it's just so damning of the Jews. And sometimes when people that are perhaps not yet quite ready to hear this, because we've been very conditioned to never point our finger at the Jews and not never to name the Jews. And a lot of people are more comfortable with, you know, say, kind of veiling their identity by calling them the elites or the globalists or the Khazarian mafia or this or that or the other thing. But really, we need to name them. But, you know, quite often, yes, all we have to do is just quote them. Just quote the Jews. Mm-hmm, much of our, right. Yeah, I don't know if that particular thing that you just read out is from a Jewish source, but much of what we learn is from Jewish sources. And in fact, much of what was, you know, that Alfred actually served more jail time for things he said during our trial in 2018, much of that information in his defense statement was from Jewish sources. So, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, you just go to the horse's mouth and they tell us things that they're doing. But if we say these things, then we are anti-Semitic or whatever else they want to call us, and we are big criminals, right? When they say the things, mm-hmm, that they say, they're proud of it. They've kind of got this attitude, this chutzpah, or, you know, aren't we great and aren't we clever? And so anyway, I just wanted to throw that in, like, just quote them. And then, you know, this is how we can explain it to people who are having a difficulty with this subject of, oh, you know, the Jews, mm-hmm, oh, it's not one group of people responsible for everything. Well, I'm coming more and more to
guess it is.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, it is.
So,
damn sure.
Yeah. So I was just telling you during the break a little story what's happening right now in Germany. There's a Dr. Heinrich Habich is his name, from Bochum, Germany, and he is going to prison for 3 years for issuing vax passes. Now, he issued these passes to people who did not want to get this quote-unquote vaccination, the, you know, the Jewish death shot, the bioweapon, and he saw the lies, he saw through it, and you know, I think that he was just following that Hippocratic oath that medical students are supposed to swear to, and that is the first, do no harm. So, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay, so he's going to jail for saving a lot of lives. Now, somebody could argue, yeah, and this is a big, deep philosophical question, okay, so do no harm, does that also entail issuing the people with these vax passes? But when you think about the coercive methods that were used to get people to get the jab, or else you basically are shut out of life, you lose your job, you maybe lose your home, you lose everything if you do not get this shot, and yet afterwards, you know, they say, oh, we, mm-hmm, didn't force you to get it, and we're not going to pay out insurance for you if you died, or your husband or wife died. No, because you took it voluntarily. Well, no, this was probably the hardest hitting, you know, coercive measures to take the jab. So this doctor was doing, I think, a heroic thing, saving lives, right, issuing these vax passes, and now he's going to jail. Oh, if you heard that noise, that was, mm-hmm, thunder. Big clap of thunder, mm-hmm, there outside. But anyway, he's going to jail for 3 years in Germany for that.
Ridiculous.
This is really sad news. Maybe we can talk about this when we come back to this break. Folks, we got to take our last break at the second hour. Be right back, people.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, family, thank you so much for hanging out. Once again, I would like to just thank our contributors, the people that sacrificed monetarily to keeping us on the air. I want to thank you so much. I was talking to some people today about that are in the same business. I said, you know, it's amazing we can get, you have probably for every 1,000 people that listen to a program like this and cheer you on, only about one, I've heard it's only about one out of 1,000 will actually contribute. But listen, we are so much in your debt. And I know, you know, Ken from Lynbrook and Biscuit from Florida donated this week. I'd like to thank you so much. That's comes from the heart. And there would be no Blood River Radio, no Liberty News without that. But anyway, back to you. I guess Sister Nancy, are you taking off? Go ahead, Sister.
Yeah, I've got. I want to just mention a couple things briefly. That there was they did censor Adam Schiff. They did pass the censorship of Adam Schiff, and also. We've been advised to contact this representative in Georgia, his last name's Rogers, with reference to tearing down the magnificent statue at Arlington. And I want to tell you, when I called him, his aide was extremely rude. Now, I often call representatives and congressmen and senators. This one hardly gave me an opportunity to even say what I was calling about. He said, "Where are you from?" I said, "From Kentucky." And he said, "Well, call your own representative." I called him back and told him that I was very surprised. I thought the people in Georgia were very polite. I had never had that happen before. I've left messages to congressmen who are not from Kentucky, and usually they accept it. Now, this has to do with the attempt to take down the Arlington Magnificent statue. And briefly, I want to mention something else. There have been three impeachment articles that have been brought forward against Biden. This is recent. One was brought up by the Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado, and there were articles also brought up by your man from Tennessee, Representative Andy Ogles, was against Biden and Harris. And then also Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia offered her own articles of impeachment. So you got three articles of impeachment. Don't know where they end up. But I want to tell you what I thought was really just outlandish. Jim Jordan was on a video, and he was accused, Rod Rosenstein, who is obviously a Jew, of calling one of my heroines, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, he was calling her a Georgia hooker. And worse than that, this must have been a recording that was caught somewhere, and Jim Jordan just, actually he brought it out publicly within the meeting, so he didn't hide it. And, of course, Rod Rosenstein, you know, he backed down, didn't say that he said these things. But this is the kind of treatment. Someone who's on our side stands up for what I call our rights. And this is the way where they have hated Marjorie Taylor Greene from day one. They didn't want her. They didn't want her up there. You know, and even a lot of the Republicans are very afraid of her as well. And I'm just going to I'm just going to give this list and let Monica take over of the white heroes and heroines. Some of these people, maybe you've listeners have never heard of, but Lord Haw Haw, who was William Joyce. He was American born, but he was Irish. The British executed him. John Amory, he was with, believe it or not, I think he was half Jewish. The British the British executed him. Edgar Steele, he was a lawyer who ended up dying in jail under very unusual circumstances. Riley Gaines, my Kentucky swimmer, she has been so brave to speak up against competing against transgender, well, they're actually men. Father Coughlin, and our Confederate dead, the World War I and World War II German dead, Ursula Haverback, Philip Hassler and his brother, Udo Walendi, Vicky Weaver, Robert Matthews, and the 76 killed and burned alive at Waco. Those are my heroes and heroines.
God bless you, sister. God bless you, Sister Nancy. That's wonderful. You do have that list. That's I really salute you for that. Yes, they deserve all the accolades we can heap on them. They certainly do.
Thank you. I'll just
Randy Weaver too.
Yeah, that's really good. The good list, and I'll add Leslie Borey. He's currently in a prison in Canada, awaiting charges. So this could be just indefinite detention. He's writing some really great stuff. I won't read in that right now, but in the future we'll perhaps see that. Sylvia Stoltz is another heroine who spent time, and she's got new charges against her for which she's going to court.
Not again.
Not again.
That's ending.
Yes,
never
indeed. That's right. And
she's a German Joan of Arc.
Yes, she is. I like the fact that you brought up the female swimmer who is speaking out against all this tranny insanity. And many of the other, like many people don't dare speak out because they lose everything. They lose their bursaries. They lose their ability to even, well, a lot of them, they get, what do you call it? Like, sponsorship, and they'll lose all that, and plus they'll be beat up and spat upon. I mean, I think she has suffered physical attacks from some of these
canceled.
Men who pretend, but also physically attacked by men who pretend to be women. I mean, if you call that some kind of, you know, heroism, oh my goodness, these men who pretend to be women who then physically attack women for objecting to the fact that these men are pretending to be women and competing against them and winning. It's unbelievable.
It is. It's crazy.
There was somebody recently, a tranny, so a man, who said that trannies are underrepresented in women's sports. Does it get any more insane than that?
Yeah,
underrepresented. They better get more of them in there in women's sports. My goodness. Yeah.
Terrible.
So on another slightly other subject, but all these things are, of course, related because it's the same enemy that's behind every one of these angles and acts of war against us. But the so-called climate change and carbon, you know, footprint and all this stuff. Elizabeth May, she's the leader of the Green Party of Canada. I recently saw a comment by her. I think it was a tweet. It doesn't matter where it was, but this is a comment she made. She's trying to find forgiveness in her heart. This is how she talks. She's trying to find forgiveness in her heart for the real arsonists, and those would be the politicians who are subsidizing the gas and oil industries. So what she's doing is she's taking one deception, and that deception being this talk about lone criminal arsonists starting fires. Because you see, they can't hide the fact that a lot of these fires, and much of Canada was burning up, like in Alberta, there were many, many, many fires in Quebec also and in Nova Scotia also. But anyway, it was shown to be the case that many of these fires started all at once. So then they started putting the blame on, oh, an arsonist, and they caught an arsonist. Well, these people are just patsies, because these are organized acts of warfare, because they they're modifying the weather with chemtrails, they're starting fires, they're creating the conditions that the fires just take off like firecrackers, and then they blame it on us for, you know, farting too much, or a cow's fart too much, and we have to cut down our carbon footprint. Pretty soon they want to take away all the people's pets, and they want us to stop eating beef, and they want to put us all in 15-minute cities, and it's, you know, Greta Thunberg, Fridays for Future, which is 666. It's all very satanic, right? So this is the bigger picture. So Elizabeth May takes this story about the arsonists, which is already a false story, she twists it even more to amplify the false story of the climate change, global warming hoax, and says, oh, the arsonists, these politicians, right? So, oh, I'm trying to find forgiveness in my heart for these arsonists, the politicians. So there you go. So it's a double lie, like it's a lie on top of a lie. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah. Well, it's affecting Kentucky. We've had a lot of smoke in the last couple of days. Last 3 days have been very smoky here.
Yeah. Now it's raining here, so the smoke's blown away. But anyway, it's you know, lots of weather warfare going on. Yesterday, the sky was
I've never heard of. I know that in the West we've had some big forest and dry areas that have burned in the past, but I have never heard of these fires in Canada. I never heard of them before.
I had neither.
Well, we have had fires. Every year there are fires, and you know, we've got large forests, boreal forests and whatnot, and we have always had fires. So that is not new, Nancy. However, what is going on now is they are spraying all the ingredients that occur in firecrackers. And this has been scientifically proven, like people take samples of snow and whatnot and see what's coming down in these chemtrails, these chem clouds. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they're making the forests behave like when they go up in flames, and there's old time firefighters who over the past number of years have been quite alarmed by the fire behavior. They say that in all their life, they've never seen such fire behavior, because these fires just go explosive, you know, when they go off. So there's that. And then they do manipulate the weather, so they kind of pull moisture from one region and put it onto another region and sort of amplify natural storm cycles, or redirect natural storm cycles. This is weather warfare, and they've been doing this for a very long time, but in the last couple of decades they really amplified it. But there are patents for aerosol, you know, to be sprayed going back 100 years. This is not new. However, like I say, they've really ramped it up over the last while, and the chemtrails are getting so quote unquote normal that a lot of young people, they haven't got a clue that that's not normal cloud that they see. And when they look up in the sky and they see sort of a grid of these what they call contrails, but they're nothing of the sort. I do know, and I remember very well what it looks like when a normal jet goes overhead on a clear sunny day, and you know, within 5 seconds the condensation trail disappears. And now they're laying down these tracks that just widen into, and then it becomes this plasma and this artificial silvery plasma sky and very strange patterns in these clouds, and they're always doing something with that. They're manipulating the weather. It's weather warfare.
Right.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I've seen those. You know what? Next time, next week, Sister Nancy, maybe y'all, we'll see. We'll be all, almost forgot, I'll be in South Carolina next week. We'll have to pre-record the show on a Friday, but when we come back, Sister Nancy, you should probably Torn Feather Chick-fil-A, because they have gone woke with their diversity, equity, inclusion. Well, folks, thank you so much, Sister Nancy. Thank you so much, Sister Braveheart, for coming on. We're going to, yes, they have. We're going to the end of the second hour. We're going transitioning to the third hour with Sam Dixon and Gene Andrews, the Bitter Ender. Be right back, folks. Hang on.